Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp on this June 11, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Terrible Tuesdays, man, I'm tired. I gotta be more consistent with my life, you know? I just realized that the show was starting, I was getting some stuff together, and I forgot to take a piss before the show starts. So if I just go blank for a little while, it's good, I couldn't hold it anymore. But anyway, shout out to all the people out there who listen to us and follow us on Twitter, all that good stuff, all of our friends out there. You got something to say, something you want to call in, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. We can jump right on at it. Got my man MZ Destiny Shot hit me up earlier. He wanted to get on the show tonight, but due to technical difficulties, he won't be able to join us. I know he wanted to talk about the game and the whole Miami versus Spurs game. And if you're not watching right now, the Spurs is killing. Miami made a late run at the end of the fourth quarter. But, hey, that kid Gary Neal, Towson University, showed up tonight for the Spurs. He is hitting threes, driving to the basket. It seems like on yesterday I was hooping with this kid in Burdick Hall on Towson University's campus, and now the kid is right now the star. Well, he's not the star of the finals. I won't give him that much credit. But right now, he's the man in this game. He's the best player on both sides of the floor tonight. He's doing everything for San Antonio. Green came off the bench and is doing pretty well for San Antonio. LeBron just been cold. Wade came out real aggressive. But besides the last couple points in the last 2 minutes of the third quarter, LeBron's just been cold. And, you know, I always get into the whole Michael Jordan and LeBron James comparisons. But it seems like San Antonio really took LeBron out of his game. And I know Mike had bad nights. See, a lot of you Michael Jordan fans act like Mike scored 50 every single night, never missed a shot. I know Mike had some bad nights, but I can't remember two games in a row, because LeBron wasn't really that involved last game either. He was kind of taken out of his game. So I can't remember two games in a row where Mike would not have been affected this, where Mike would be affected this much. Now, I don't know if that's a product of the coaches that Mike played against. Like, I mean, of course, the greatest coach in Michael Jordan's time is Phil Jackson, of course, Magic Johnson's coach. You got Pat Riley. But who else was a great coach in that area? I mean, I guess I'd have to talk to some basketball hoop heads to see if coach was any different. Because Popovich got to be top three coaches of all time. So I don't know he's basically playing man until LeBron gets the ball and playing zone, but not allowing to get defensive 3 seconds. It's pretty amazing. And LeBron has three or four kids around him at all times. And, I mean, when you're going against a player of that caliber, I mean, it's just what you got to do. But it looks like San Antonio is going to win this. G. Neal for another three, and he hits it from deep. Gosh, yo. Towson produced nothing but ball players. You got Gary Neal. You got Bush Riding, you got me, yo. Nothing but ball players. Have extra money's on the line. What's going on, Chief?
What's good?
Ain't much watching this game over here.
Yeah, looks you like watching the Heat getting their shit pushed in?
I ain't hear you.
I say you watching the Heat get their shit pushed in?
Yeah, man. Towson's balling out right now.
Yeah, yo, Gary Neal out here doing whatever he want, yo. Chill, this kid is on fire, yo.
He sure is, yo.
But listen, I'll tell you what, though, man. My only gripe about this joint, yo, is not the fact that they're getting blown out, but it's just the fact that the way LeBron's playing, yo. Like, this shit is embarrassing for him. Like, to go 2-for-12 when Kawhi Leonard is out here just giving him everything he wants right now. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've just never seen a superstar play like this before, ever, to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about superstar like a Tim Duncan. I'm talking about people who, well, I don't know, because I don't even watch Kobe like that. But in a bigger stage like this show, I just haven't seen, I don't remember, I guess. Maybe it's that. Not, maybe I'll preface it by that. I don't remember a superstar playing like this, like that we say legit superstar, like a Kobe. I'm only going to put, like, three names in every style. Like Mike, Kobe, even I feel like Shaq, LeBron.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, I was just, oh, you see the new Assassin's Creed commercial? But I was just talking about that. Like, you know what I mean? As much as the LeBron haters are out there and the Jordan lovers who I argue with all the time, I can't remember a time where Michael Jordan has been this affected by defense. Now, I don't know, and that's what I was saying. Like, I don't know if that's a product of the coaching back in the day versus today. Because Popovich is top 3-4 coaches of all time. I mean, LeBron's having a bad game, and he had a bad game last game too. But it's not because he's missing shots. Like, he has three guys around him at all times somehow.
No way, man. He's missing jumpers though. Like, he's been missing jumpers too, though, you know. Like, they're giving him the 18-foot jumper, and he's missing it. The man had Tiago Splitter on him. Tiago Splitter. 1-on-1, LeBron backed out at the three-point. Tried to go in, backed out at three-point. And they left him. They didn't even double. It was just him and Tiago Splitter, and this man settled for a three-point jumper. I don't understand. If that was Tony Parker and they had Chris Bosh on him, he's going to the cup. Ginobili going to the cup. I even got Kawhi Leonard going to the cup. I got Gary Neal going to the cup. I got everybody on the Spurs guards going to the cup against Chris Bosh 1-on-1. LeBron, best player right now with Tiago Splitter, and he settles for a 3-point jump shot. That's unacceptable in my book.
Well, see, I think that's where the difference of opinion and what we're looking at, because, like, I feel what you're saying. Like, I'm not excusing LeBron's play. I'm saying, like, LeBron's game is going to the cup, transition, kicking out to the open man. For some reason, what I see is that when he had, like, with that play where he had Tiago Splitter 1-on-1, everybody was pretty much off their guy looking at LeBron waiting for him to drive the lane. Like, he didn't have, he doesn't have any room to drive the lane. I feel like every time he gets in the lane, there's 3 or 4 people around him. And, I mean, I'm giving that props to Popovich. Popovich saw something, and he is able to confuse the hell out of LeBron, because LeBron can't get to the cup.
Well, that's fine. Drive, though. Attempt to drive and then dish. But if you're just not going to attempt to drive, you're just going to sit there and dribble, not even attempt to drive. Like, he didn't come past the free throw line. That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand what you're saying, they're crowding the lane. Like, we're just showing the highlight of Gary Neal getting to the cup, like, and then throwing up the floater. LeBron ain't even trying to drive. He ain't even putting his back on nobody, like, trying to post up. Like, he did that a couple times. Like, he's just, like, catching the ball, taking a couple shots, and then throwing up a jump shot. Like, he's not even, like, attempting to go by the dude. I can see if, like, he made an attempt to go by. Like, Wade was even getting to the lane and then dribble out. But at least he was trying to get to the lane, like, create something. Like, right now, look, he's in the lane and he'll pass out. LeBron wasn't doing none of that. Like, it's just crazy, yo. Like, look at this.
I disagree there, too, because I think LeBron has been in the post and driven. I think they just keep turning. He keeps turning the ball over. Like, it's just, oh, wow, that's just bad. Like, it's just, I'm giving all props. I mean, I think LeBron's playing horrible. And like I said, I'd have to really look at to see if people like Jordan or Kobe had this bad of a cold spell in this type of finals. Like, we know they've had cold spells during the year. I don't know. I can't think of any time they've had a cold spell in the finals. And LeBron had this in Dallas, too. He went through the same thing, so.
So that last one that was on the defense, or that was LeBron?
I mean, he just missed a layup. He was in the lane. I mean, I didn't say he wasn't missing shots. I'm just saying it was two people around him, though, when he got into the lane, though.
That's true, I guess so. I don't know, yo. Even if it's two people, yo. Like, look, there's two people around Green. He still went to the cup. Like, I'm just saying, yo, go to the cup. That's what I'm saying, yo. Like, you just go to the cup. That's what I'm saying, yo.
Oh, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, but I just... I don't know, man. This is hard, but this is like, I mean, I was hoping this game, it looks like this series might go seven, but if these are the way the games are going to go, because neither one of these teams have been beat back-to-back in like 3 or 4 months, but if they're just going to be blowouts every other time around, that's going to be a horrible series.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think that it was going to be a blowout every game. I mean, I thought it was going to be close. And then, I mean, even when they made that run, like, it looked like it was coming back at 15. But and they just kind of kept it going, kept pulling it on with the threes. But to me, I don't know. I just think these joints are, like, real unexcusable. Because it's not like Mike Miller got 15 points. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they haven't gotten production. To me, I just think that, yo, it's all LeBron, yo. I put all this loss on LeBron James. I don't put it on nobody else, yo. Nobody else. Maybe I'll say, because Wade balled too. He balled in the first half too. He gave him 10 points. They was both blocked. Chris Bosh and LeBron. Because Bosh, that's another one. He sits and he missed his first 5 shots. Like, he can't even, like, take a dribble either. Like, I understand they were there, and they were wide open shots. So yeah, you shoot, but if you miss your first 5 shots, yo, like, wouldn't you think, okay, well, let me try something different. Maybe let me try to take it in, maybe draw a foul, get to the free throw line. Like, he just, like, settling, like this man, like, he playing like he a 2 or 3. Like, dog, you are a 4 and a 5. Get your butt on a block, or if they're leaving you open, dribble the ball and try to draw some, like, create some penetration, create a foul. Like, I think that's the difference, I guess, because I just remember when Jordan was off, when he had those back, he would have, like, 15 free throws because he would just try to get to the free throw line. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say about LeBron, is that, yo, clearly you're off. So drive and try to create a foul. But just settling for the jumper and not trying to get your – points on the line or somehow manufacture some points, I think that's unacceptable, I think, as the best player. Like, you need to try to manufacture. I think that was what Mike was so good at. Like, if he was off shooting, he would at least get to the free throw line. And he may shoot, like, 5 for 30, but he'll have, like, 20 points because he would have all a bunch of free throws, like 15 free throws. You know what I mean?
Well, that was the whole problem with the Jordan rules, yo. They made fouls, fake fouls called for Jordan. That's where all this flopping comes from, is Jordan, yo. Because they kept calling the foul for Jordan when there was no foul. Kid had his own rules.
I mean,
called the Jordan rules, yo.
That's arguable, but at the end of the day, yo, you still got to die.
That's not arguable. That's a fact. That's a fact. They called
Jordan
rules for a reason.
Well, I'm saying, well, my point is, if they don't drive to the cup, let the official make the call. You know what I mean? Put it in the official's hands. But if you off, I'm just saying, if he's off, like, he's off. He was 2 for 13 with, like, two free throws. Like, I'm just saying, like, I feel like he should be getting to the cup somehow, trying to draw some fouls. Like, that's just me. I don't know, man. Either way, man, the game's over. Let's move on.
I agree with you. I think he should be driving to the cup more than he is, but we know that's how LeBron is. I mean, LeBron's not a – you know what I mean? If he's having a bad game, he's going to just try to keep dishing and let his teammates try to knock some shots down. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just how – I mean, LeBron's not Jordan. I think that's the biggest mistake that we see. I mean, LeBron doesn't
You're right, and I don't care. I don't even try to compare him to Jordan, but I'm just saying, like, what he would do is at least try to draw fouls, and I don't see LeBron doing that. That's my frustration with him. I feel like he's settling for, like, you can choose to settle for what the defense gives you, or you can try to create your own shot. You can try to do something else. You can play that. Like, and I think what his problem is that he's like, Greg Popovich is like, look, back off from 3, 4, 5 feet and see what he do. And then they haven't been changing anything because all he's been doing is shooting and missing. So why would they change their defense? But if he pressed them, got Kawhi Leonard in foul trouble, you know what I mean, then they was like, all right, well, look, yo, like, you're going to have to do something else now because this dude is out here getting us in foul trouble. Like, so now they're going to start pressing a little bit. But not that, but he just letting them, he playing right into what they want him to do, and that's shoot a jump shot. And then take their 50-50 ball out there, whether he make or miss. And he's 2 for 13 for it. Well, maybe he got a little bit better because he went on that 9-0 run, but I don't know.
The only thing I don't get about Eric Spoelstra is Tony Parker went out for an injury right around, I'd say, the third quarter. So San Antonio doesn't really have a point guard on the floor. If I was Eric Spoelstra, I'd have been pressing the rest of the game, you know. I'd have made their point guard face pressure, yeah. But I think he's just chalking this one up. I mean, because if you look at it, Manu Ginobili's obviously hurt. He's not going to be able to – he's going to be a big factor this year. I mean, how often are you going to get these big games out of Gary Neal and Jeff Green?
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? And I think this is a difference, too, because, look, just settling. Like, yo, come on, LeBron. Like, act like there was nobody around that time. Like, I'm just – to me, if this is the case, then just get him out the game then. Get Wade, LeBron, get him all out the game. Like I'll give Greg Popovich or whatever his props. He took all of them out the game. We were getting blown out. They were like, all right, yeah, we got to go back home. You know what I mean? Just go ahead and get some rest. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to win this game. So just take them out. Take them out, let them think about it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do anyway. I mean, it's no point in them being in the game. You see Duncan Parker, all of them, they just get just rested. You know? So why the hell is LeBron still in there, yo? Know? Like, they don't got a shot.
But we know Greg Popovich is a better coach than Eric Spoelstra. I mean, in all honesty, I would say Popovich is probably a better coach than Phil Jackson.
Yeah. I think
about how many ships Popovich got. I mean, because I always say, you know, Phil, who I still think is probably the second best coach. I mean, I don't know. I keep saying that. I just say that Popovich has won. You know, he's won what, 4 ships with just Tim Duncan. And pretty much, you know what I mean? Like, I think Tony Parker's a hell of a ball player, but when Tony first came in the league, like, you know what I mean? Like, Popovich basically is one with a bunch of undrafted free agents and one Hall of Famer. Like, Phil's one with a rack of Hall of Famers. I ain't knocking Phil. I'd rather have Hall of Famers. But, you know what I mean? Like, if you take what Popovich had compared to what Phil had, they're both extremely successful, and Popovich has probably won more. I mean, Popovich has won less, but he's also had a lot less compared to what Phil had. Just looking at it from a quick glance, you know what I mean?
I mean, I guess you could say that, too. I mean, they got great role players. I mean, they got Ginobili. You can't discount Ginobili and what Parker brought to those championships. They have David Robinson, too, who was also a Hall of Fame on their first two. So, I mean, and they had Robert Ory. So I don't remember what their whole team was on the first two. So, I mean.
You call
Robert
Ory a Hall of Famer?
No, but that man made some big shots. I'm talking about role players. I'm talking about, like, just they just had some. Phil had a couple of Hall of Famers, you know, but he also had people like Steve Kerr that ball for him, John Paxson that ball for him, the three-headed monster that ball for him, that if they weren't playing with a person like Mike and Scotty, they would be on nobody else's team. So what I'm saying is, it's like when you look at like somebody like Danny Green who got cut 3 times.
Whoa. Time out. Steve Kerr would definitely have been on someone else's team.
Steve Kerr, first of all, Mike made Steve Kerr
relevant.
And now, and he went to San Antonio and won the championship. But yo, that man, without Mike, without those championships,
he still
would
have been in the NBA.
I'm not saying he wouldn't have been in the NBA, but I'm saying, he wouldn't have been on any other team.
That's why I said that. I'm saying if they didn't
play with somebody like Mike, that they wouldn't have been just on their own, staying on their own out here in the league for so long. Steve Kerr had a long career due to the fact of the championship teams that he played on. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Luke Longley.
The NBA.
All right. Well, listen, Danny Green got cut three times, and he's out here having a Hall of Fame career. They ain't by no choice. They ain't by no chance. So basically what I'm saying is that if we're going to talk about, you know what I mean, what the Bulls teams did and what San Antonio did and compare it to the coaches, then I'm saying they cut from the same cloth in that regard, because they both had people like Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Ginobili that allowing role players like Neal and Green to shine. And I'm saying Mike did the same thing with Pippen and that core of Hall of Famers. They allow role players like Kerr and Paxson and the three-headed monster to shine. And when it was time for them to shine, that's all I'm saying.
Well, when you said Phil had a couple Hall of Famers, Phil's had a rack of Hall of Famers. Phil's had
I was talking about the Bulls. So yeah, so he had to, when he was in Kobe, Kobe and Shaq. So, okay, but still, and still, even if you compare to that, they had people like Derek Fisher, you know what I mean, out here balling, who was a great role player. So, I mean, they still had role players that were able to shine in each of their systems. So that still makes my point. I think they're cut from the same cloth. I just don't know if I would just say Pop over Phil or Phil over Pop, because they both demonstrated the willingness and, I guess, to take people who wouldn't normally be stars and make them stars. And, like, same thing like I'm saying about Danny Green. Like, this kid got cut three times. I didn't even know he got cut three times. I mean, I was talking shit about the Carolina if I would have known he got cut that many damn times. But he balling now, yeah. I can't say shit. But, you know what I mean? If I would have known he got cut all these times, I definitely would have been throwing that in people's face that were Carolina fans. You know what I mean? But he's shining right now. I can't even say nothing.
Yeah, you can't really talk trash. I mean, my college team sucked, so I'm not getting involved. But you can't start getting involved Carolina versus Carolina players in the NBA, because Duke's had a lot of bad outings, Joe.
Okay. And so have they.
Huh?
I mean, so have they.
I would say it'd just be a tough argument to throw on a North Carolina guy's face. Because they could throw stuff right back. I don't know. I mean, it'd be between y'all. I wouldn't be in it.
But listen, the thing is, though, when they make that argument, the first people they go to is Mike and Worthy. That's the first. So then my argument is let's stick to the 2000s, Joe. And then they.
Why you guys been changing years?
Because we got to go relevancy right now, yo. We got to go to, like, what's going on right now, yo. Mike is the trump card, you know? Like, we don't have anybody that did what Mike did. So, I mean, they're always going to win that argument off of just what Mike and Worthy did.
Yeah, I thought you had it with Grant Hill, man. Kid just couldn't stay healthy, yo.
Yeah, I mean, he had some stuff, man. But either way, man, I'm just saying it is what it is. You could have had it with what's his name too? Dude got hurt in the bike accident.
I don't know Jay Williams. I love Jay Williams. He's from Jersey. I don't know if he'd have been that transcendent star in the NBA. With smaller point tough. He could have been like a Chris Paul. I mean, it's just tough to predict that. Like, I thought Grant Hill was going to be a star just because of the dominance he showed in college. And I mean,
he still had a great career, though.
Who, Jay Williams?
No, Grant Hill. He still had a great career. It's not he wasn't the star that he could have been because of injuries, but he still was a great role player and a viable person in the league. So, I mean,
the Hall of Famer. I mean, don't get it twisted. Grant Hill had probably his first 5 years in the league were phenomenal. Like, I think when he even tied Jason Kidd for Rookie of the Year, I think that was just a bad call.
So that kid, Grant,
I mean, I think, forget how nice Grant Hill was his first 5 years in the league. Like, he beat
but yeah,
like, he was on his way to be the best player in the league. Because Grant, yo,
right.
I think Cap, how nice Grant Hill was his first couple of years in the league.
He came out balling.
He had them Mr. Glass ankles, yo.
Right.
Just tough, man. So after this blowout by San Antonio, who's your pick for the series?
I mean, there's no way that they're going to shoot this well in game four. I just don't think. I think this is just one of those special games. I think Thursday they're going to come back down to earth. I think LeBron's going to look and be mad, and hopefully he'll have some kind of fight in him, because right now he had no fight in this game. And I got the Heat coming back and probably showing the same kind of performance they did in game two and game four. And then I got it going back either 3-2 Spurs or 3-2 Miami. I don't know about that. I got to see what happens in game four to figure out what's going to happen in game five. Let me ask you, what do you like that too?
Huh?
I said, what do you like about the 3-2 format?
I hate it. I mean, I guess it's good for traveling wise, but honestly, like, if I want to be totally 100, I'd rather them go like one every 2 days, yo. Like, you got to fly to each city every 2 days and have a game. Like, that'll really show you who's the best in that series, yo. Because you fight jet lag, you're always in a hostile environment. You don't have that much time to prepare. There's not too much lag time. Because the 2-3-2, I mean, as long as Miami wins one in San Antonio, they got home court advantage.
Right.
And they got three games to win one. It's just tough like that.
So what? I don't understand what people's argument is. Like, what do they want to switch it to? What they do in the conference?
Like how it is. They'd rather do it how it is in the previous series, like 2-2, 1-1, and 1.
Oh, okay. Because, again, the previous series, like all the series before this, you know, it's two games, and then you go. Yeah, so.
I mean, I think the finals is just straight one. It'd be kind of bananas, but.
Look.
I definitely enjoy seeing it. Yo, what was I going to ask you, yo? Shit, I had a good question I wanted to ask you, yo. And you threw me off, you bastard.
Yeah, I don't know, dog. Don't know, man. But either way, yeah, I don't know. I got to see what happens in game four to figure out who's going to happen in game five. I think it's going to be
That's what it was, yo. Yo, you know what I think, yo? I think something's going on between LeBron and D-Wade, yo. They don't look all chummy like they used to be, yo. Do you notice that? Like, especially like on the court. Like, I was watching, like, LeBron was driving. He had Wade running free on his left wing and decided to try to kick it out to the three-point shooter who was covered. I was like, yo, why wouldn't he just pass it to his man, Dwayne Wade, yo? Like, they don't do interviews together no more with the funny-looking glasses and terrible shirts. I think it might be beef in the household. I think Gabrielle Union breaking them up, yo.
When they, it was strange that they ain't doing interviews no more. I think it is something going on. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but yeah, you can definitely tell that this year is something different. And maybe it's just that one of those, like, just the year, I don't know, maybe just how the year's been going for each of them, but they need to figure out something, yo, because these three balls are just dropping. Like, I just don't think that this can happen again. I mean, the three balls falling way too easy right now. This is one of those nights for them. But I just can't see that this happening. And they the Heat being this off. I just can't see that happening again. I mean, Green shot is wet. You know what I'm saying? And I know Gary Neal can definitely shoot too. But, I mean, because he was 5-for-5 last game. So I don't think it's a fluke what Green was able to do today. But I just don't have Gary Neal performing the way he's performing right now. coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Maybe he's capable.
Seems like
only
yesterday we was playing with that kid in Burdick Hall. Now he's the star of the game, yo. I'll hold you tomorrow.
Right.
Peace. That ended quick.